So, here we are, election times, where we pretend we have a choice, but we don't. The obvious choice for people like me, who I'm not sure if you've noticed, are of the permanently tan variety, would be to vote for Jeremy Corbyn, because we've already established that Theresa May is evil incarnate. But here's the problem. Jeremy Corbyn, great, you know, he stirred up lots of young people. Everybody wants to vote for Jeremy Corbyn. There's a lot of hope in Jeremy Corbyn. But people don't seem to be realistic about their expectations for Jeremy Corbyn. This reminds me a lot of Obama mania. Now, Jeremy Corbyn is a great guy. He's really cool. He's done the dab. What more could you ask for? Millennials need to calm down with this JC hype. But still, we have to understand that there is no magic pill to solve the problems in Great Britain. Jeremy Corbyn is one man in a divided party against several parties that are very united in a world filled with rhetoric about immigrants. And why so much focus on immigrants when we've got so many other issues to deal with? That's probably the one thing the Labour Party has going for them. They've actually got real solutions to actual problems. But how capable are they of delivering? People have so much faith in Jeremy Corbyn, you think they're mistaking him for the other guy with the same initials, you know, JC. Is that gonna offend Christians? What's even more amusing to me is how we have to pretend that we've got so much variety. Ooh, all the parties, yay, all the parties. The reality is it only comes down to two parties, because parties like UKIP, well, they're there for a laugh. And the Lib Dems, they're basically that kid that gets a medal for attendance. The reality is it comes down to two major players, Labour and the Tories. Now, as a black man from South London, that basically leaves me with the option of two old middle-class white people to put all my faith in, because they really understand my problems, right? The bulk of the debate between these guys has been immigrants, refugees, Brexit, and more immigrant refugees, Brexit. What about the ethnic minorities living here in Britain that aren't on their way in to Britain from somewhere else, the ones that have already been here? What's really being done to address the problems that we have? Yes, sure, the Labour Party has a manifesto of sorts for BME, but quite frankly, I'm not impressed by it. Increasing minimum wage does not directly affect the very, very disproportionate distribution of wealth in the UK between the ethnic minorities, and it does not address the issues we have. I mean, yes, sure, you're going to be paying more. That just means more money for the job that I can't get. Let's face it, if you look like me and in the same social class as me, the decision has already been made as to who you should vote for, and it's not Theresa May. She's made her biases clear, right? She's made absolutely no effort as Home Secretary to build bridges between the black community or the Muslim community, and did absolutely nothing to curb the rising threat of far right-wing extremism, focusing her efforts mainly on Muslims, black people and Asian people. The main argument against someone like Jeremy Corbyn is that he's anti-establishment. Ooh, anti-establishment, yeah, thrown around. But what does that really mean? Anti-ruling class? Is that really a bad thing? I mean, think about it. What has the ruling class done for us?